What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Line drive, base hit to right. He does it again. Coming in to score is Willie Castro, Nico Horner. He has been Mr. Clutch. He's been among the league leaders in the big leagues all season long in batting average with runners in scoring position, and he comes through one more time.
Hit and Run with Matt Spiegel, Sunday mornings on The Score.
That is a Nico Horner base hit. And yeah, dude's been crushing it with runners in scoring position. He absolutely has. As you look at batting average among runners in scoring position, he is second with a .383 batting average ahead of Gunnar Henderson, just behind Xavier Edwards of the Marlins, but in a lot more games. Bo Bichette is up there. Freddie Freeman is up there in terms of success and overall number of games played. Now, some of these guys are just good players, you know, like Aaron Judge is up there. But some of them are specifically bat control dudes who really know how to make good contact in big moments. That Nico Horner, I think that was the opposite field single, right? On a high fastball that he's so good at getting on top of. I think JD said that's a pop-up for a lot of other people in baseball. But for Nico, it's a hard single the other way. This after he just missed hitting something hard down the left field line. A great day for Nico yesterday in terms of just his love for the game and the way he plays. That's one of my favorite ball players ever in this town. And enhanced by the fact that I've gotten a chance to talk to him every Tuesday now for three seasons. And he's compelling and he's thoughtful and he's funny and he's just a good dude. Tuesdays at 2:30 on the Spiegel and Holmes show right here on The Score. He was wearing the flip-top shades yesterday. Got some really good Ryan Sandberg conversation for you a little bit later on. We're going to talk to Taylor Rogers of the Cubs in about 10 minutes. In the meantime, we take your phone calls. Team of the Moment coming up a little bit later on. This is Rick in Crown Point, Indiana. Rick, you're on The Score. How are you? Hey, Rick.
I'm just kind of frustrated how when the Cubs have runners on, like, first and second, one out, then there's a wind is blowing in, and then the next batter, he hits it to center field. So that's two outs. And then, like the other day, Ian Happ was up, and he hits a long fly ball to left field. The Cubs had a good scoring chance, and it didn't happen. I just think they need to, when the wind is blowing in, just readjust, get those singles, get those doubles. And score, like my dad used to tell me, score early, score often.
Yeah. It's interesting because baseball is such a tricky game. There's part of me that wants to say, dude, you're asking them to control where they hit it. You know how hard it is? But then if you listen to Pat and Ron yesterday, there was a moment where they're talking about it. And Coomer, even just his one year here, He said he had two completely different approaches when the wind was blowing out and when the wind was blowing in. Now, that's back in his day, but when the wind was blowing in, he was trying to get on top of the ball and hit line drives like Nico. Just, you know, hit a bunch of stuff like that. So I know that your knee-jerk reaction to that caller might be like, oh, my God, man, come on. You're dad. What are we talking about? But no, the truth is, I think approach can matter in situations like that. I think it absolutely can. Thank you, Rick. Appreciate it. This is Van in Chicago. Chicago and in Florida, excuse me. Van, welcome into Hit and Run. What's happening?
How you doing, man, Mr. Spiegel? Do not go on any more vacations, please.
Well, call me by the correct pronunciation, and I may take your orders about my private life more seriously, sir.
It is Matt Spiegel.
Okay, good.
And good to have you.
Thanks, man.
At any rate, I won't take up too much of your time, but for all those that are panicking, you've probably been panicking since you started watching baseball in the late 60s. And we did have a rough time, did we not, with Cubs and Sox having everybody march into town and beating us to a pulp. But things change. Mm-hmm. And I don't think we're there anymore. Nice to see the White Sox turn it around. I like Venable and I like Getz. As far as the Cubs, I picked them to finish first. I'm not hanging on to that to be stubborn, but I picked the Reds to finish second, not the Brewers. But the Brewers will make the playoffs. So hopefully food for thought for the rest of the show. It's Cubs, Reds, Brewers, Phillies, Padres, and Dodgers will be in the playoffs.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you, Van, for the thoughts. So the Mets collapse. He's seeing a Mets collapse and a Reds mad dash. I'm not seeing the Reds mad dash. I think they would have had to do a little more by now in order to get there. Yes, sadly, the Brewers are for real, man. The starting pitching is the real deal. That said, Jacob Mizorowski just went on the injured list today because the Seiya Suzuki line drive that went off his shin in the game against the Cubs, it just hasn't healed up, so they sent him on the injured list with a bruised tibia. That Mets-Phillies thing in the East is going to be fun. And is there an interloper? Is there an interloper in the East? Or maybe just the wild card? We'll get to them. This is Chris in Wakanda on the Score. What do you say, Chris?
So, and I just wanted to say with the talk of the impending strike season coming up, here's an alternate solution. Maybe fans can get into listening and watching the upcoming banana ball that they have. And also that's an option for some of the players. Maybe PCA could sign up if he's on a strike season, can sign up for banana ball.
Oh my God, Chris, you just took me to this image of like big league players having to decide whether to barnstorm for fun with the Savannah Bananas,
right,
while there's,
yep,
a lockout. I hadn't even thought about it, but of course that's going to be an option. And then the union will be like, don't do that. Don't do that. You could get hurt, but maybe they'd allow it. Hell, maybe the players would put together their own group. That's what it's going to be. The players with their own group to go against the Bananas, you know, something like that. Unless the Bananas are in too deep with MLB, because the Bananas are touring in MLB ballparks and have a big old deal with ESPN. But of course, is ESPN even in with MLB? Oh, the sordid web we weave, or I guess it's the tangled web we weave. But I mean, tangled webs can also be sordid depending.
Maybe we're peeling back the layers of the banana.
It could be. Once you open the banana, that's where the ripeness exists. Does anybody eat the peel of a banana? Probably not. There are no animals that
do. Not Maeve and I, no. We usually just eat the banana.
Right.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what I eat, which freaks people out at the ballpark. I eat the shells on the peanut. That's right. How you doing? I saw somebody do it at a ballpark once when I was in Chicago. Early 90s, sitting at a ball game. Somebody said, hey, look at this. They took a whole peanut, put it right there in their mouth. Chewed it, ate it, and I was like, what the hell are you doing? What is wrong with you? And they said, try it. It's delicious. And I tried. It's not bad at all. And then it's easier. Then all of a sudden, I'm not wasting all my time peeling, you know, cracking, shelling. And think about it. Those boiled peanuts, boiled nuts, those boiled nuts that Pat Manley and others from the South love, that's with the shell. I think they have the shell still on, I believe. So anyway, this has been the kind of sidetracking we'll be doing in 2027 when there is no baseball. Can you imagine those shows? I might have to abdicate, dude. Like, I don't think I can do labor talk for 2 to 3 hours every Sunday morning all summer long.
You're not trying to just bring on litigators on all the time?
I don't want to upset Van by taking more vacations, okay?
That's what we care about here, man.
Yeah. Oh, Van giving it to me. But then he backed down quickly, which was hilarious. It is Hit and Run with me, Matt Spiegel, on 670 The Score, expecting conversation with one of the new Cubs, Taylor Rogers. I'm going to tell him flat out the Twins freak me out. We'll discuss that next on the Score.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Score.
And that is strike three call. Dylan Carlson is out number one.
Hit and Run with Matt Spiegel, Sunday mornings on The Score.
That was the Hall of Famer Pat Hughes on the call as Taylor Rogers, who worked a perfect inning and got a strikeout to lead it off right there, has made his debut with the Chicago Cubs. And Taylor Rogers joins us right now here on Hit and Run on 670 The Score. It's me, Matt Spiegel, along with Taylor Rogers. He joins us on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today. Taylor, thanks so much for making time on a Sunday morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm good, guys. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, man. Yeah, just me. So just you and me, one-on-one.
Just you and me.
Just you and me on a Sunday morning, man. I mean, it's nice to meet you. I haven't even seen you in person yet. But for those who don't know, it's 10 years in the big leagues. Man, 10 years with now six different teams. Does that mean you qualify for service time? Are you at 10 years service time, Taylor?
No, not quite. I'll be a little bit shy.
Okay. You'll get there, though. And I know that. I know.
Hopefully we round up.
Yes. I think so. Well, welcome, welcome. You've been traded a few times, but it's got to be the first time you've been on three teams in, what, 3 days over the course? That must have been nuts for you this past week.
Yeah, you know what? I think after being traded a few times, I handle it better than I probably would have if that was the first time. But that's just part of the business.
Mm-hmm. What was your favorite moment of being a Pirate? Did you have one? Did it exist?
Yeah. You know what? Actually, Ben Sherrington, when he called originally to say I was traded, he kind of gave me the stay put. We're not really sure what's happening quite yet. And, you know, I just appreciated his honesty. And I told him that the second time when he said I was coming to Chicago, I just said, hey, thanks for being honest. And, you know, maybe we'll run into each other one day.
That's really cool. Because that's the thing. I mean, you are a grown man, and most people in the game are. But, like, you can handle it as long as people are straight up with you, managers and GMs alike. Are most people that way? Are most people up front these days in MLB about stuff?
I think so, yeah. And even if they're not quite sure how things will work out, I think they're up front with that. You know, they say we got a lot of moving pieces going right now, you know, stand pat. And, you know, that's all you can ask for. You understand there are a lot of moving pieces around, especially at the deadline time. So, yeah, I think, you know, instead of telling you something or at least making you get on a plane and then you end up having to get on another one. You know, just as honest and forthright as you can. And I think that's how it should work, you know, probably in any industry or any job.
Taylor Rogers of the Cubs is with us here, or with me here on Hit and Run. See, it's confusing when I say us. You think it's more. I get it. I'll get better at that, Taylor. I'm working on it. It's fascinating because Friday, when Trevor Rogers was pitching for the Orioles, and you were here, and people were trying to clarify, this is Taylor, not Tyler. I mean, it was a confusing moment out there. Was it confusing in the clubhouse, or does everybody know who you are and not mix you up with your twin brother?
Everybody knew. Yeah, I think hopefully with him being so unique, I think it's pretty easy to figure out the difference. I actually get mixed up with Trevor more than Tyler. So I think hopefully Jed Hoyer and Craig Counsell were aware they were getting the left-hander and not the submariner.
I think they were. Taylor Rogers is a lefty who throws over the top. His brother Tyler is a righty who throws kind of like Kent Tekulve from my youth of the Pittsburgh Pirates, or like hardcore submariner. What was there a moment when you guys threw exactly alike? And then all of a sudden it changed because he went that way. Like, were you mirror images of each other when you both started pitching at the very beginning?
We definitely were, and we still are. He warms up and kind of throws the bases overhand, and it looks like me in the reverse. I guess that's probably how it should work since we're twins, but yeah.
Wow,
he's a unique one out there. Yeah,
yeah. So, but you looked. You guys were mirror images for a long time. Did you, when he went submariner? Did you try? Had you tried?
Yeah, I don't have that in me. So that whatever the 0.1 DNA difference that we have, I think that's the one he got.
Man, I got to be honest. Twins freak me out. I've just always been a little freaked out. Like. Just, I think it was the Sedin twins, the hockey players, who would like make passes to each other and just know where each other were on the ice. And it's just, you guys have a special and wonderful and unique bond, I must assume. Did you ever have your own language? Like, were you ever those kind of twins who like could understand each other more than anybody else in the world?
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, it's like anything with maybe your best friend or your spouse or something. You're just so tight with them. You know them so long. You just have your own inside jokes and you just kind of predict their moves. So it's not like a telepathy thing. I think it's just because we know each other so well.
And were you able to be give him some advice his first time being traded this week? And you've been through it a few times. I bet you were helpful as a brother.
Yeah, yeah. Hopefully I was. He ended up with a scoreless first outing too, so hopefully I was helpful. I don't need to tell him much. It's he got to the big leagues on his own, and you know he's got it figured out himself.
Taylor Rogers has been to the postseason with the Twins three different times, against the Yankees and against the Astros. This has a chance to be the best team you've ever been on, doesn't it?
It does. It does. I'm super excited. Those three postseason appearances have never come with a win. So that's what I'm looking forward to doing. I want to win a playoff game. Start there. You got to win one right before you win the rest. So, like you said earlier in the show, this is my 10th year. I've never won a playoff game, so there's some things I need to cross off the list.
Who are the guys on this roster who you knew pretty well before even getting here, or when you walked in, you were like, oh man, look at that guy. There's that guy. There's this guy. Maybe it's coaches. Who are the people you know well?
Yeah, I know Caleb Philbar real well from our time in Minnesota. This is my second go around with Craig Council, and obviously Quentin Berry was there in Milwaukee when I was there. Flash was in San Diego while I was there, so I know him. Crossed paths with Paul Moranz. You know, it's funny, after you've been traded a lot, you know, you kind of know people all over. And other, you know, some guys know my brother, so they feel like they kind of immediately already know me. So that's kind of cool, too.
Yeah, it is cool. And the longer you get a chance to hang around, the more stories you got and connections you got. We were talking to Craig Council the other day on the radio show, and my partner decided to ask him about Ichiro Suzuki, who just got into the Hall of Fame, right? And Craig said, oh yeah, I knew Ichiro when he was 19. We played in the Hawaiian League together. You know, it's like the layers of connectivity are everywhere in the game. The more you hang around. How's Counts as a manager? You've played for some good ones, but Craig seems to be pretty good in terms of being honest and relating to his players.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, it's like a lot of managers say they have an open door policy, and he truly does. If you walk by his office, that door's open and you can stop in anytime. It's kind of nice. Second go around here, I kind of already know what to expect out of him, and I think he should have an idea what to expect out of me. So, best part is similar goals. So we're just going to go from there.
All right, Taylor, I like to do baseball bona fides with guests to get to know them a little bit. Taylor Rogers of the Cubs is with us. Who was one of your most favorite players in the game as you were growing up and learning how to play? Who was one of your most favorite players and why?
I was a big Todd Helton fan. You know, I had the Todd Helton posters in the room. grew up in Denver, so that was my guy. The thing about him was you could go to the grocery store and get a ticket for a dollar, those seats up over center field at Coors Field.
Yeah.
You get those, and you knew Todd Helton was going to play first base, and that was the coolest part. It didn't matter what day of the summer it was, you just knew you could go watch Todd Helton.
Man, that's cool. So he was a constant. He was out there on good teams, bad teams, whatever. You knew you had him to go check out.
Yep, and funny enough, he was here yesterday at Wrigley Field.
Was he
so,
really?
That was kind of cool. Yeah.
What yeah. Did you see him? Did you talk with him?
Yeah, I got to shake his hand. So that was pretty cool.
Wow, that's really cool. Hell of a day there yesterday with all the Ryan Sandberg stuff, and Cal Ripken was there on Friday. It's like it's pretty special, weekend in terms of the vibes, hasn't it been?
Yeah, I know. I was asking everybody around us, is this how it always is? Because seems like every day has its own special moment, and it's awesome.
Well, you know, I think it was Eric Karros who said that every player should have at least one summer as a Cub at Wrigley Field before they retire. Like, every player should feel it. That makes sense, doesn't it?
It absolutely does, yep. Yeah.
All right, what is the best game you ever had a chance to see in person? I know that can be tricky because you've been in the league for 10 years, but, you know, a game that you were in the stands for, that you were like, oh, man, this is the best, if you remember one.
Yeah, I certainly do. 2021, I flew out to San Francisco, game one, Giants-Dodgers. I watched my brother in the playoffs, and that was a pretty cool moment.
Wow. That's the year the Giants won more games than the Dodgers that year, right? Isn't that season?
That's the year, yeah. Yeah, so we missed the playoffs in Minnesota, so I just took a flight over to San Francisco and watched the playoff game from the stands.
Wow, that's excellent. Love that. And then what's one thing you would change if you were the commissioner, who was obviously in the house over the last couple of days? One thing you would change, Taylor?
Ooh. Shoot. maybe not have the Cubs play road games, just have 162 at Wrigley Field.
Oh, good answer. Good answer. Way to work the crowd, Taylor Rogers. Excellent. An old pro, clearly. All right, man. Nice to get to know you. Enjoy yourself and welcome to town.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You got it. That's Taylor Rogers. Do you think he was upset that I told him Twins freak me out? I don't think so, but they do. There's just
I mean, he's a twin. He's probably heard worse, right?
Yeah.
He said he had fun just now.
Oh, good. There we go. All is well. All right. 312-644-6767 is the phone number. We're going to take a break and step away and come back and kind of sort through exactly what's going on. We got a lot of things that we want to get to. In fact, when we come back, one guy's been struggling for a while. Did Bouk Chambi tell us why yesterday? Let's talk about that next on The Score.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments, Maurice's.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hit and Run with Matt Spiegel, Sunday mornings on The Score.
Stowers led the National League in slugging and OPS in July. Pitch on the way, driven deep left field. Carrying Dominguez back near the wall. Leafs can't get it. It's gone. A grand slam for Stowers.
2-1. Ramirez with a little dribbler right in front of the plate. Catcher Wells picks it up. X comes in and scores from third. In the craziest game of the year, it's a swinging bunt from the former Yankee prospect, Augustin Ramirez, to walk it off. Speed Demon X comes in from third. This game is over, and this team is electric.
It was the team of the moment, offering entertainment. The team of the moment, they caught our eyes.
Jack McMullen on the call right there. Terrific call by the young radio voice of the Miami Marlins. The Marlins are indeed electric. And they are the team of the moment. How about the context in there? Augustin Ramirez, the one-time Yankee prospect, traded to the Marlins as part of the package for Jazz Chisholm Jr., who had himself an eventful moment yesterday on the bases. But we are talking about the Marlins, because the Marlins have won four straight, are 24-10 since the 22nd of June. 24-10! That was after the wild 13-12 comeback win over the Yankees that you heard the end of right there. And then yesterday's 2-0 win on a gem by Yuri Perez and two home runs by that man, Augustin Ramirez. They've got some good pieces, and they chose to hold on to the arms at the deadline. We've talked so much about the other side. Can't believe nobody gave up what they could have to get Alcantara, who I wanted, or Edward Cabrera, who a lot of you wanted. Nope, they didn't deal him. They dealt a lefty outfielder named Jesus Sanchez, and they dealt a catcher to Tampa Bay. Now, these were not big-time ads. Ryan Gusto, the starter that they got from Houston, might be a good ad. But really what it's about is belief in this team. They're going to go for the final wild card spot. The Marlins are going for it. If they win today and sweep the Yankees, they will reach 500. And all the deadline deals they made last year when they chose to sell off Peter Bendix, the baseball president, went absolutely nuts last year. This year, he says out loud and in his actions, we think we are ready. And the Miami Marlins are the team of the moment for doing so. Absolutely incredible. Good for them. On fire with a hell of a young radio broadcaster. Did I mention the young radio broadcaster?
It was a heck of a call, man.
Man, wasn't it? Wasn't it? That was a really good call. Kid's killing it. And every once in a while, he texts his uncle back about trade rumors when I ask him. Every once in a while, he does indeed keep me in the loop.
What a nice nephew.
Yeah. I mean, what are you doing, ball games or something? Look, hey, buddy, hey, nephew, everybody talks to me, all right? Kevin Brown's on the show at the top of the hour. You too big? No, I'm just kidding. He's totally fine. I'm just messing with him. He's having a blast and absolutely killing it. I almost made the Padres the team of the moment because they'd won six games going into last night, but then they didn't win last night. So our backup plan was the Marlins, and it's a good one for all the reasons I just told you. But can we talk about A.J. Preller and think about A.J. Preller a little bit and maybe even hear A.J. Preller talk about the Padres' deadline moves? Because they were nuts. And AJ shows you what it is to be the modern day GM trying to go in all directions at once, trying to keep the farm system vital if you can while going out and helping your team for now. I thought they were going to move Dylan Cease or maybe Robert Suarez after getting some of the pieces that they got. But here's AJ Preller, the madman, talking about the Padres' deadline moves.
Yeah, I think as a group, you know, over the last few weeks, we talked about, you know, having a few needs with the big league team, you know, probably adding a couple of bats, you know, addressing left field and the bench, you know, looking at the catching spot and seeing if there's a possibility to change the mix a little bit there, you know, and then, you know, potentially looking at the rotation, whether from the depth standpoint, obviously getting Michael King hopefully back soon and you coming back and pitching has been a big boost, but adding some depth to the rotation and then, you know, potentially adding some impact as well to the mound, which, you know, kind of goes back into that, you know, you can never have enough arms and never enough impact arms. So that was kind of the wish list over the last few weeks. And I think we've taken a team that that's, I think, you know, in position to play in the playoffs and a very good team and hopefully rounded it out and given Schilte and the coaching staff an opportunity to do their thing.
So, you know, they went out and they got Mason Miller, the closer, and they've added that. Then they go get Ryan O'Hearn, and they get outfielder Ramon Laureano. So they add two bats for the offense, and they added an extra catcher in Freddie Fermin from the Royals. And they held on to the aforementioned Suarez, the aforementioned Cease. He mentioned Yu Darvish, who last time out threw seven shutout innings, looking like vintage Yu Darvish. The Padres are absolutely stacked with a chance to track down the Dodgers out west. Just three games back of the Dodgers, who are reeling. It is a down year for the Dodgers. They're still in first place by three games. But it is a down year for the Dodgers, both offensively and with that rotation, with the bullpen especially. So that means it is wide open. And Cub fans, even if you're frustrated with what went on at the deadline, they added some pieces. And just know, this entire postseason is going to feel and be wide open. Let's go to the phone lines. We are with you for the next 10, 15 minutes before we take a break. A little bit of a different clock in this hour because we had a chance to talk to Taylor Rogers of the Cubs. So the phone lines are open at 312-644-6767. And we're going to talk to Kevin Brown next hour and James Fegan next hour on the White Sox. In the meantime, Andy's in Springfield and is now on 670 The Score. What's up, Andy? How are you?
Hey, can you hear me?
I sure can. Loud and clear, man. Talk to me.
Hey, so I'm not so down on them not being aggressive in the before the trade deadline, because I just felt like they had way too many holes on the big league team to sell the farm. I mean, we look at this series and we look at what's happened over the past 30, 40 games. You've got a team in the Orioles, it's got, I think it's like the 27th best, or not best, but 27th team ERA, and we can only scratch out four runs. So regardless of whatever we would do on the frontline starters, shoring up the bullpen, I just, at this point, I don't feel like we have a solid enough offense to really do much in the postseason. So that was my biggest concern.
It's interesting, Andy, because on the season, you know, that is not the story. Over the last 30 games, it's a middle of the pack offense. It's number 16 over the last 30 days. Even just since the All-Star break, they're 15th in terms of team OPS. Seiya Suzuki has been in a brutal slump for a while, and Kyle Tucker has not been the best version of himself for a while. Since June 1st, Kyle Tucker, his numbers are not close to what they were before June 1st. What's interesting is that the OBP is still there. He still gets on. It's a 394 on base percentage before the 1st of June in 59 games. It's a 386 on base percentage in the 49 games since June 1st. The slugging percentage is down almost a full 100 points. The extra base hits are down quite a bit. The walks are actually up a little bit. The strikeouts are just about the same. The home runs are down, obviously. So Kyle Tucker is not a guy who right now you're saying, look at him, he's one of the best players in baseball. He still is. But you've seen a down period here, especially with the power. And what I thought was interesting, which I had not heard discussed at all, was yesterday's comments from Boog Sciambi during the game about Kyle Tucker's finger.
Here comes Kyle Tucker to the plate. Tuck struck out swinging his first time. He's been in a funk. There's no question about it. You look at Tucker over the course of the last 24 games, and he's hitting just .210. And over that stretch, he has only four extra base hits. Now, there is an aspect of that stretch that we haven't really talked about, and that is to rewind. Now, he recently fouled a ball off of his knee. But if you remember back in early June, June 1st to be exact, he was sliding into second base and his right hand curled underneath him. He injured his right index finger. Look at the way the right hand gets under his body and eventually pops back out. But it forced him to come out of that game and then miss a game. And the hand really has not been right since then. So you're talking about 2 months of him playing through it. And the power has suffered. And look, he's got some quirks to him. He's a guy that he grabs the bat really hard. He likes to, it's not like softly nestled in his fingers. He squeezes the bat, and that right index finger, the gas pedal, as Dustin Kelly calls it, it's been hard for him.
I have not heard about the gas pedal of the index finger that the hitting coach refers to. I love that. Boog talks to everybody. Boog is as curious as they come in terms of baseball minds in this town. And I can tell you flat out from conversations I've had with the man, his favorite part of the job is when he gets curious about something, he can go and ask somebody. That's his favorite part of the job and the access. So he's like, what's up with Kyle Tucker? Oh, there's a finger. Oh, Dustin Kelly. Well, let me go talk to Dustin Kelly about that. So you put all that together. That's interesting. There's nothing harder than hitting a baseball. It takes the full body and the full hands, the full arms. So can't you see Kyle Tucker still being an effective on-base machine, which he is at the plate, but not having the power to drive it with that index finger bothering him for 2 months? For 2 months, and maybe he keeps thinking it's coming back, but that's interesting and worth following up on for baseball beat folks and some of our Cubs media brethren. That was very interesting to me from Boog Sciambi. It's Hit and Run. Me, Matt Spiegel, here with you. We did a ton of White Sox conversation in the first hour because this is not your uncle's White Sox team. It's not your White Sox team from last year. It's not your White Sox team. Marty in Highland Park summed it up beautifully. He said he likes the way they're playing, he likes watching them, and he feels like he's reconnected with an estranged friend. Editor's note, I'm not surprised Marty has had estranged friends from the way that Marty has been on the air through the years. I mean, who doesn't have estranged friends, folks? Am I right? Maybe Ron on the South Side doesn't. Ron, before we get to Team of the Moment, you got to be enjoying how your White Sox are playing right now, sir.
Well, okay, I'll start with that. Speed, I have to give it to you because I disagree with you. You said they're changing the corner. You said, this is what you said, the organization. And I was invited. No, it's not enough. Me and Molly. But no, you convinced me, and like you were saying, it's just not the wins are good, but it's the style of play. The hitting is different. It's just entirely so. Yeah, you definitely convinced me. It was difficult, but
so that's the thing, Ron. So just for anybody, like, yeah, it's been like 6 weeks I've been saying, look, this organization has turned a corner and you don't see it on the big league level yet. And you and some other callers, understandably, and Mully, our host, like I want to see it on the field. Now they're 10-4. It's the best record in MLB since the All-Star break. They got the best offense in MLB since the All-Star break. Colson Montgomery's homered 6 times in 9 games. This is a different thing. And as you say, you could see it coming. If you were watching the games, you could see them playing better, cleaner, more attentive. And now that there's some offense to go with it, Will Venables guys are cooking a little bit. And good for you and any Sox fans who are enjoying this moment.
Yeah. Now, I was disappointed when they didn't move Luis Robert. In my mind's speed, I was just ready to move on from all of that. Eloy, Yoan. But he, again, Chris gets being the genius. He knows what he was off. Now, if he overvalue him, that other people look and say, well, yeah, he's, a few weeks. So we don't know. We'll have to see how that plays out. But they definitely are going to pick up the 20 men. Cause now, I read what he said. He wants Luis Robert to be part of this young nucleus. But the most important thing he said, that they will go out, because that's still not enough, Speed. The organization will still go out and get some more play. See, so I'm just going to, but so far, I'm buying into the program. But again, I was a little disappointed, but we got to move on now and just hope Luis. And then who knows? I mean, they still can train next year. But I'm going to get to team in a moment.
Yes.
That was a good pick with the Marlins. You said I had the Padres.
Yeah.
And I knew you. I know you. When they lost last night.
Yeah.
I said, nah, Speed ain't going to take it. But one last thing about Team in a Moment.
Yes, sir.
you said it earlier. You said it could be the Brewers. Steve, it's your show. If you want to be the Brewers.
That's true. It was the Brewers 3 weeks in a row. I know. I'm the one who came up with the rule. It's got to be a different team every time, but that's just not the way it is sometimes. Sometimes every week is the Brewers. It's fitting.
I mean, Ron is in charge of, you know, team of the moment in terms of polls, but you are the arbiter of team of the moment.
I am.
You know?
I am the decider. This is true. I am the one who knocks on team of the moment. Bob is in Aurora on 670 The Score. Bob, thanks for holding. Good morning. You're on Hit and Run. How are you?
I'm good, Matt. I love the show. Thanks for taking the call. I want to make sure your listeners are aware of a book about Dick Allen, who was just inducted posthumously into the Hall of Fame. It's called Chili Dog MVP, and it is about Dick Allen's 1972 season when he was Are you familiar with that book, Matt?
I absolutely am, and Chili Dog MVP is written by John Owens with George Castle and David Fletcher, and is about Dick Allen and the 72 White Sox. I absolutely am. It's a crime that we haven't had a chance to talk more about Dick Allen and more about the Hall of Fame ceremonies themselves. I continue to say that having the Hall of Fame induction ceremonies on a Sunday afternoon against a full slate of baseball games is the dumbest thing that Major League Baseball does all season long. The dumbest. Absolutely buried. Guys like me who love the Hall of Fame, love the stories of the players, have to carve out time the next day to go back and listen to speeches. And I still haven't listened to Dick Allen's widow's speech. Willa Allen, I believe that that's her name. I listened to Ichiro Suzuki, and I listened to my friend Tom Hamilton, who got inducted. And that's all I've had time for, because life goes on. Shame on you, MLB. The MLB Hall of Fame induction ceremonies should be on the Sunday night before the All-Star game, opposite no big league games. Should be on that Sunday evening. After the games, the ceremonies begin. Give them isolation. It's shameful to me that they don't. Jordan is in Old Town on 670 The Score. What's up, Jordan?
Hey, Speaks. Thanks for taking my call. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yeah, so first off, I want to say the first caller that said that we were too many pieces away and that's why we're not going after it, I think that's not true. I think we were two or three really big moves away from being the number one contender in the MLB. I think our run differential and just the way we've played this year speaks for that.
Mm-hmm.
But I mainly want to, well, and the second point here is that Theo, I think, would have gone for it. I think Jed's not. I think Theo would have. And I want to make an analogy to Jed's thought process here. I think it's like that Family Guy episode when Peter and Lois are at that timeshare and the guy says, you can have a boat or you can have the mystery box. And Peter goes, well, the mystery box can be anything. It can even be a boat. And he takes the mystery box, right? That's what Jed's doing right now with our prospects and not going for it. And then last piece before I hang up here is I think that the last piece here is that I think I've heard that there might be an opening for the commissioner of baseball soon, and I think Theo Epstein would be a great appointee for that.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if Theo wants to do what the commissioner's job is, which is to work for the owners. That's what commissioners are in sports now. The days of the actual, level-headed, independent commissioners, it ended when Faye Vincent got forced out by Bud Selig. It ended in all sports when that happened. So I don't think Theo's down for that particular job. Theo Epstein owns part of the Red Sox, the team he has rooted for since he was like 8 years old or younger, that he lived near. I think he's doing all right. 670 The Score is where you are. I'm not sure I buy the Family Guy thing in terms of just about pure prospects. I think this was about, and we'll talk about it a little bit more in the noon hour. It's about trying to serve the present and the future both. That's the decision. And that's the calculus. And we may disagree on how it ought to be. But I think that Jed is honorably living his ethos in that way to the best of his genuine ability. It may be enraging at times, but he wants to be pretty good every damn year and said as much. And he thinks that's the best way to give them a chance. 670, The Score is where you are. We'll talk to Kevin Brown, the television voice of the Orioles, who are in town next on The Score.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.